Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Our practice today is one of embodiment. Unlike body scan meditations, which invite us to move our attention through the body, looking at what is present from the outside in, embodiment meditations deepen our understanding of how our body communicates by inviting us to fill the body with awareness and then notice what's happening from the inside out. For those of you who are new to embodiment meditations, it can be helpful to visualize or hold the image of a clear jar filled with stones and water. The jar represents the surface of our body. The stones are bones. The water represents the muscles and ligaments and the fluids in the body. As you visualize this jar, it may appear full, that there's nothing further that could be held. Yet the light, which represents our awareness, can still enter through the glass, through the water. So holding this image, we begin by bringing the mind's focus, awareness, into our bodies, our jar containing stones and water. And we first simply note what it's like in this moment. What is it like within your body right now? And to whatever extent possible, without judgment or attempting to change it, can you allow it to be just as it is? Breathing in and out. In opening. And allow the exhale to soften down and allow everything to be as it is. And on the next inhale, bring your attention down to your feet. And holding your attention in the feet, begin to feel your feet from the inside out. Feel the life within, the blood moving through the vessels, sturdiness of the bones. And if your feet are on the floor, can you feel that they're connected to the earth in some way? Is there a sense that they extend into the earth, which is offering stability and grounding? You might even want to visualize roots growing down deep into the earth from each area where the foot makes contact with the floor. And raising your attention, be inside the ankles, between the ankle bones. Feel the ankle's connection between the feet and the lower legs. What's alive in your ankles? And coming up into the lower legs, now inhabit this space. The space between the ankles and the knees. feel your presence all the way from the front to the back of your calves. What's alive here? Now move into your knees. Can you feel inside both knees at once? See if you can let your mind balance in both knees, not going back and forth from one to the other. Simply resting in balance. How does the stillness of a balanced mind feel? And moving up into your upper legs, the full length, the full depth of your thighs, all the way up into the hip sockets. Feel the continuity between the upper leg and the lower torso. Now rest your attention inside both hip sockets at the same time, feeling the stillness of balanced mind here, feeling the breath as it moves through the stillness. And from the hip sockets, breathe into the whole lower torso. The space inside the pelvis, and then all the way down to the pelvic floor, from the tailbone through to the front of the abdomen. What is here to be discovered as we fill this area with awareness and attention? Allow the breath to move through the quality of your life force and the quality of your gender. Relax and follow the ebb and flow of the breath. Relax and allow yourself to be present here from the inside out. And now I'm going to invite you to take a few moments to check back into your sense of connection to the earth from the whole lower part of your body. How does it energetically resonate with the earth? From this embodied place, you might sense a slow frequency of the earth's energy, like a long, slow, deep note thrummed on a bass violin. Can you feel that in your body? Remember, there is no right or wrong. Just notice what's present. Remember, this is a practice. Should there be no noticeable sense, it's okay. With time and patience, we allow that which is unknown to become known. Rest. Be curious. And now I invite you to come up into the midsection, the space between the pelvis and the rib cage. Fill the area with awareness, attention from the spine to the front of the abdomen, from one side to the other, and allow the breath to move through the quality of your empowerment, your connection to the world of human activity, your agency, your doing. As you breathe through this part of yourself, investigate the sense of your own agency. Perhaps your capacity to connect with the world and the ways that you do so. How does the quality of your empowerment feel in this moment? Again, no right, no wrong, just what is. Now coming up to the upper torso, inhabit the whole space inside your chest, inside the rib cage. From the bottom of your chest bones, up to the collarbone and shoulders. Remember to include the upper back. And allow the breath to move through the quality of the tenderness of your energetic heart, that which is right in the center of this space, center of the chest. As you breathe within the heart space, focus on your heart's capacity for tenderness and care. Note any felt senses offered by your caring heart. Continuing upwards, we inhabit the shoulder joints. Letting the attention rest in both shoulders at the same time. Here too, we can feel, sense into the stillness of resting with a balanced mind. Sense the continuity between the upper torso and the upper arms. Fill this area so there's no gap between the torso and the arms. Our arms are actually an extension of the heart space. The energy that flows through the heart can, if not blocked, flow into the arms, down into our hands. Perhaps take a moment to offer the intention to open to the flow, to fully inhabit the arms, the wrists, the inside of the palms, the inside of each finger and thumb. Now the invitation is to be inside the throat, the softness of the throat, and the whole column of the neck. Breathe through the potential of your voice, the potential to speak your own truth, to speak up on your own behalf. Now, gently and softly, Come up into the whole head. Be in the space behind the forehead, all the way back and around to the temples. Feel the space behind your cheekbones, the space inside your nose. Be here inside your eyes. Let your eyes soften and rest deeply. Fill the space inside your mouth, your lips and chin, inside your jaw with attention and awareness. Be in the ears, the outer and inner. And finally, be inside the whole brain, letting the breath move through the quality of understanding, of wisdom, reasoning. Perhaps taking a moment to ask if there's anything that wants to be known. Any wisdom or insight that naturally might want to arise. And now open your field of awareness, your field of attention. Inhabit the entire body, inhabiting the entire body. Feel yourself present in every cell. Feel the continuity between all of your cells. Let the breath breathe in to each cell, and let yourself, your being, rest in this wholeness. And as the breath moves through the whole body, sense the space outside the body and recognize that it's the same space that is within the body. It's an all-permeating space, often called awareness or emptiness or loving presence. And see if you can sense that your body in truth is a continuation of this space, a continuation of this awareness, this emptiness, this loving presence, which is all around you. I'll leave you in silence to rest, to be the witness, the observer, to whatever arises in this field of loving kindness, of loving presence. Thoughts, sensations, emotions. Note them all. Note how they move through this vast field. Each having as much space as they need as they arise, change, ebb, and flow in and out of this vast field.